Unit 9, Lesson C, Exercises 4 and 5.
Baumgartner first discussed the idea of trying to break Kittinger's record in 2005, but there were a lot of technical problems to solve. He would need a special spacesuit at that altitude to protect him from the freezing temperatures and supply him with oxygen. And the biggest challenge was going to be raising enough money to pay for the attempt. But he and his team set to work and began to make preparations. These included several test flights and test jumps. In fact, 6 months before he attempted to break the record, Baumgartner jumped from a height of 21 kilometres, the third highest jump in history. The test went well, and 4 months later, they did a second test jump, this time from 29 kilometres. They were ready for the real thing. In October 2012, the balloon took Baumgartner to an altitude of 39 kilometres. Just before he jumped, he reported that there was a technical problem with part of his spacesuit. Over the radio, he and his team discussed cancelling the attempt, but in the end, they decided that the suit was still safe. The only problem was that Baumgartner couldn't see very well. But he was determined not to give up, and after completing the last few safety checks and switching on his camera, he jumped. As Baumgartner fell towards the earth, he began to spin. His team back on the ground, which included Joe Kittinger, were worried. It looked as if Baumgartner was out of control, but somehow he managed to get into a better position and stop spinning. As he fell, he reached a speed of 1,342 kilometres per hour, faster than the speed of sound. After 4 minutes and 19 seconds, he opened his parachute. In total, it took him more than 9 minutes to reach the ground. The attempt was a success, and the first person to congratulate him was Joe Kittinger, whose record he had just broken. However, Baumgartner only held the record for 2 years. In 2014, Alan Eustace, a senior manager with the internet giant Google, jumped from a balloon at an altitude of more than 41 kilometres. His record-breaking jump received much less publicity than Baumgartner's jump, which was watched live on the internet by millions of people. As well as jumping from a higher altitude than Baumgartner, Eustace was also in free fall for longer before opening his parachute. However, his free fall speed was slightly slower, and the record for the longest time ever in free fall at the start of a parachute jump does not belong to either Felix Baumgartner or to Alan Eustace. It still belongs to Joe Kittinger for his amazing parachute jump in 1960.